Girls, what's just happened?
So, there's an ice cream van there selling just two ice creams with two chewing gums in it.
Yeah.
For bloody £9 for two of them.
£9 for two?
Yeah, £9. That is going to get nowhere. The one that comes on my street is either £1 a pee or £2. That is going to get nowhere with that.
No, he ain't, is it?
No, he ain't.
That's well bad, isn't
he? Yeah, he should know. And he only does bloody card. Stood there with my cash. Bloody hell.
That's well bad, isn't it?
Bloody well bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, then he can hear me.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Mark them for death. Just been dead.
It just flashed to the previous time, I guess, they saw the woman in the woods. And one of them...
He's just like an Indian with war paint on his face.
He's got like a Benetton shirt on.
And like a headpiece.
He's got a headband with a long feather. He's screaming into the void. This looks like my weekend.
The cacao ceremony.
It really does, yeah. The cacao mushroom ceremony. I think a few people were doing the same thing.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
2:30 in the morning!
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us. 2:30 in the morning is right. I'm watching a video about a guy who, like, the Doraville police. Doraville is a place here in the Metro Atlanta area.
Right.
They were called to a Waffle House because a guy was sleeping at the table for about 3.5 hours, and they couldn't seem to get him up. And so they had to call the police. Waffle House. Take a nap.
Yeah.
Waffle House. We limit you to 3-hour naps.
Can't go over three.
Yeah, Waffle House. 3 hours is the limit. So after 3.5 hours, they call the police. The Doraville, I saw the body camera footage, Doraville police show up. The guy is non-rousable. He's just not getting up.
He was out.
He was out like a light, but they, like, you know, they finally, like, like pull his eyelids back just to make sure that he's up. And he kind of, like, wakes up, and he's like, what? And they're like, hey, man, you've been here for like 4 hours. Like, they want you to leave.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, fuck that shit, man. I pay my bill. I'm here. Fuck that shit. I'm taking a nap. And the guy does not look like an unhomed person. He looks like, you know, he's got the Jeezys on and the whole nine yards. And so the officer's like, man, you got a place you can stay? He's like, fuck yeah, I got a house, man. I live right around the corner. He's like, well, you got to go home. And he's like, fuck that. I took a nap. You know, I paid my bill. I can take a nap.
If I want to.
I guess.
God, that reminds me. That would be a fantastic cam to watch. They need Waffle House cam.
Yes, that's a good idea. I mean, where is the Waffle House live stream?
We need that in our lives.
Yes. They have a Bonnaroo live stream. They have a Burning Man live stream. They have a live stream on every beach in the entire world. Why don't they
national
have
national parks?
Yes,
I mean, we need a Waffle
House. We have an Eagle Nest cam. Why don't we have a Waffle? I guarantee it's more interesting than Eagle Nest cam.
Yes, it is.
So the guy causes trouble. And after some, you know, after the officers for about 3.5 minutes taking his shit, they're like, okay, dude, leave or go to jail, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, man, fuck that. And so they take him down, right? They pull him out. They take him down. They put him in handcuffs. And they find over 0.5 pound of cocaine in his pant pocket.
What?
0.5 pound of cocaine.
I mean, that's for one. For two, why was he sleeping?
Why is he sleeping?
Yes.
What the fuck? Why isn't he up and about?
Yes.
I mean,
use
now
your
I'm irascible. Yeah, dude. You can't go on a bender and decide to take a nap with your fucking, with your fit in your fucking pants.
Yeah.
That's the number one bonehead mistake always made by drug users and dealers, is keeping the shit on you out in public when you're fucking up. It's like my uncle said, my pretend uncle. I don't remember where I heard this from. Don't fuck up while you're fucking up.
Yeah.
That's the one thing you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do your shit, if you're going to blow lines.
I can't believe he was that adamant about not leaving. All he had to do was leave.
Yeah. See, some people are just dumb. Some criminals are just dumb. They're just dumb.
So anyway, moral of the story is don't leave your cocaine in your pocket if you're taking a nap at Waffle House. It's likely you're going to go to jail, and not for the sleeping part, for the not sleeping part of the cocaine.
Yeah, yeah. But, and if you do leave it and take a nap, just leave them when they ask you to leave.
Yes, just leave. Just say, I'll take the ticket, which is usually like a trespassing ticket. I'll take the ticket, and I'm out of here. Walk home and wake yourself back up with all that cocaine you have in your pocket. Number one. Number two. Second part of this story is after this is like a Facebook video that I saw. Then after watching this entire video, which was like 26 minutes long, then I get an ad. Again, I don't know what in the world is going on with Facebook, but they have uncoupled from any kind of ad safety whatsoever.
Releasing the tatas?
Yeah, not the tatas.
Oh.
I got an ad for something called Wanna Bump. And Wanna Bump is a product, a powder product made with pure caffeine and something called Nozitol. Nozitol. That sounds like it's just made up. Nozitol.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
I mean, it's good product placement, I guess, right?
Listen, they knew I was interested in the cocaine video. They said that I'm probably interested in cocaine. Here's the closest thing we got to it. But it literally is powder, like it in a one of those little, you know,
like in a capsule,
like a cocaine vial.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten cocaine in a cocaine vial? I mean, have you ever seen cocaine in a cocaine vial?
I've seen it in movies.
Okay, you've seen it in movies. I used to have like a really hoity-toity dealer, like you know, back in my twenties. Not D.
Okay.
No, D. No, D was a baggy kind of guy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? D was a baggy kind of guy. Uh-huh. But I used to have like a hoity-toity dealer. I worked in the, what's called the rich part of town, near Buckhead, Vinings. Mm-hmm. And we used to have a hoity-toity dealer. And that hoity-toity dealer would give you a gram in a little vial. The little brown vials with the black tops on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he said it was to keep it from getting moist and all this other shit. And I always just found it to be a waste of resources. And it's extra stuff you have to get rid of in a weird way around the house. I mean, at times I'd have like 10 vials just around the house.
You save them.
I did. I saved them for what I don't know. You can't bring them anywhere. I mean, if you think a baggie is bad, wait till the cop pulls out a vial from your fucking pocket. And you know, it just, and then it doesn't anybody ask questions. This is way before Amazon. Doesn't anybody ask questions when you go to the head shop
to or the vial store?
Yeah, the glass vial store. I mean, honestly, it's just so silly. This guy thought he was all that in a bag of cheese, but then he also charged like $110 per gram.
I was gonna say, he probably upcharged you with the vial cost.
Listen, he thought he had the best cocaine in anywhere, like that was his thing, but it wasn't ever. He had more Nozitol than actual cocaine in there. I'm sure of it. Baby laxative or whatever they call it with, you know, vitamin B12 is, I think, is a popular one. Baby laxative is another one, because you think you're doing good cocaine until you actually get good cocaine. Like,
I can imagine.
Let's just pretend for a second. Let's go down the let's go to Mr. Rogers' neighborhood and be in the imaginary kingdom, and assume that one was to take a trip.
I'm picturing puppets.
Yes,
now.
the queen of imagination.
This is the queen.
Yes, I hereby declare this to be Brown Cocaine Vial Day. the little Charlie.
It'll take you to the land.
Daniel Tiger's neighborhood, which Daniel Tiger, if you remember from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, Daniel Tiger was the cute little tiger puppet.
Yes.
And Mrs. Ferngully or whatever her name was, the lady who always talked to Daniel Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Tiger is now an extraordinarily popular cartoon with the kids.
Ooh, nice.
They've got a whole series. And I love that tradition is carried on. I tried to get my kids to sit down and watch like actual episodes of Mr. Rogers. But it's just so grainy and weird, and like it's from a different universe to them. They're like,
true.
Who is that guy?
Right.
Why is he changing his sweater? Here's a little
and
fun
shoes.
Here's a little fun fact before we get back to it. Yes, he changed his shoes. Little fun fact before we get back to Imagination Land about cocaine.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood intro song, the theme song to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, was never
in the neighborhood.
Played the same way twice. There's like 1,400 episodes of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Really?
And never was it the same twice. Never.
Huh.
And the reason why is because it was always sung by Mr. Rogers live. Well, you could tell that just by watching it. But it was also, the piano was also played
live in the studio by a certain gentleman. And that gentleman was there for all the episodes. And he always played it just a little bit differently.
I like that.
Just twinkling on the keys just a little bit differently.
I like that.
I like that little fact warms the cockles of my heart.
It does. It makes it unique.
And my heart does need some warming.
Yes.
So let's go back to Imagination Land.
Okay.
And pretend that we were to take a trip down to a Central American country. I'm not going to name the country, but let's pretend that it was Costa Rica.
Okay.
And then let's pretend that you were in Costa Rica visiting, and one was to get some cocaine somehow,
mm-hmm.
right? It's much closer to the source down there than it is up here. And so therefore, it doesn't pass this through as many hands. So if you were to do cocaine here in America that someone said was good, and then you were to go down to a place, just imagining, like Costa Rica.
Closer to the source.
Closer to the source. Then you will understand what really good cocaine is all about. Mm-hmm. And the difference is monumental. It's monumental. You remember the scene in Blow where Paul Reubens, Pee Wee Herman, does the cocaine and he can't feel his face? He's testing the purity of it. He's like, it burnt, you know, bad cocaine burns at 100 degrees and, you know, medium okay cocaine burns at 120 degrees, but pure cocaine burns at 180 degrees or whatever. And it gets up to like 172 degrees. I have felt that feeling in my face before, or no feeling in my face before. It's very interesting to notice the difference.
Face.
I can't feel my face, my teeth, or my toes, because I just put good cocaine up my nose.
Well, yeah, all the, you know, I love those rock docs, and I love to read biographies of all the rockers from the 60s and 70s, and they all talk about how back then it was completely different.
Yeah, because they would, like, they had American pilots who were making deals mm-hmm. with the cartels down there, the newly formed cartels that were figuring out that they were sitting on this gold. And they were getting American pilots, like the cocaine cowboys, to put, you know, 180 pounds of pure cocaine.
Yeah.
And then just fly it straight to Florida or wherever they were flying it to, Texas or Florida, the panhandle. And then it would just get on the streets. And at that time, it wasn't a game. Like, it didn't have – you got to think of it like an industry. It's an industry now, and people step on it all along the way so that they can make extra money and sell it to fucking mm-hmm. morons like Brian out of margarita cups of Chili's. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes in the fancy vial.
Sometimes in the fancy vial, but I think I was paying more for the vial than anything.
Yeah.
But it just was a different game.
I think Fleetwood Mac in and of itself helped bring cocaine to the US.
It's true. I mean, go back to Blow and think about that story. Yeah. They ended up with 100 pounds of cocaine, and they had they didn't know who to sell it to because mm-hmm. not that many people even knew what cocaine was. I mean, they might have heard of it, but they didn't buy it. They didn't know what it was. And so they were creating the demand as they got the cocaine. And that's an amazing story of some ingenuity. Now, we can all debate the morals of it, but it's really quite ingenious how they put all that together.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Created an industry basically out of thin air. And listen, the product is good. It makes people feel good. And that's why they like it, mm-hmm. right? I assume. Let's talk about, while we're on cocaine, let's talk about Charlie Sheen's new documentary.
Oh, yes. I have. I watched the first part.
Okay. I haven't watched it, but I did read an article, 13 Things We Learned from Charlie Sheen's New doc.
It's really good so far.
Okay. I cannot wait to get. I'm so over my head busy right now that I don't have a moment to breathe. So many things going in a million different directions, but I will get to it this weekend, I hope. Here's what I learned that I was really shocked by. Shocked. And I think it's, I don't know. It reminded me of D. The drug dealer that's in the program. I don't know if he's popped up yet.
I think he's in the second part. He hasn't popped up yet in the first.
One of the things that's revealed in the documentary is that the drug dealer himself, the guy who was selling Charlie the cocaine, buying coke, cooking it up for him, and making it into crack so that Charlie could smoke it. And Charlie was smoking, like, we're talking like baseball sized rocks of cocaine, right? That's it. I mean, I don't know because I was not a crack smoker, but I can only imagine that that just must have been like professional level crack addiction.
Oh,
epic.
Yeah. Yeah. He discusses how he started doing the crack. But,
okay.
Yeah.
His dealer became so concerned at Charlie's abuse and use and his own health and his decline during all of this drama that was going on with Two and a Half Men and, mm-hmm. you know, Charlie out there high on coke, you know, doing all these interviews and all this other stuff. And that the dealer himself said, I think I kind of like this guy. Like, I think yeah. he's kind of my friend.
Yeah. I don't want to see
him
down.
I don't want him to die. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start cooking the coke. I'm going to start cooking the crack with less and less coke to make sure that Charlie doesn't kill himself.
Okay. Yeah.
And so he did that over the course of a year and a half until the coke was so fucking shitty. Like, the crack was so shitty that Charlie was just getting a headache from it. He was yeah. just getting sick. He was mm-hmm. getting a headache. He wasn't getting high. And that led Charlie to believe that he was so, like, tolerant mm-hmm. of cocaine that he could mm-hmm. no longer get high and he needed help. Mm-hmm. He was getting sick, essentially. He was getting sick because he was just, like, smoking baking soda, essentially.
Right.
So that really surprised me. And I love that. I love that little story. There's, like, a little... There's a little humanity in that story that makes me happy. I don't know why. It's a story about Charlie Sheen and his crack dealer, but I don't know, but it made me feel kind of happy.
Plus, that was a good money source, I'm sure.
Yeah, I thought too. I thought, well, yeah. he's making more and more
yeah,
money.
Right.
Yeah, every time that Charlie asked for it back. I don't know. Listen, hey, Charlie is an enigma. Wrapped
really
in an enigma.
It's a fascinating story so far.
He's lived a life. One of the things that I hope that they address in this is Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. Mm. Because if you don't know, about 10 years ago, about a decade ago, Corey Haim died mm-hmm. From a drug overdose
yeah,
himself.
Yeah, that was sad.
Corey Haim was a mess. And he was a mess. And him and Feldman kind of had this pact that they were going to out and take down sexual abusers inside of the entertainment industry.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And only when Corey Haim passed did Corey Feldman feel, I guess he felt compelled to share what Corey Haim had shared with him, which was, one of the things was, that on the set of Lucas, where Charlie Sheen and Corey Haim are opposite each other, star in the movie opposite each other, that, how do I say this without... you know, getting censored. Corey Haim was graped by Charlie Sheen. Graped. Think, just figure that
okay.
one out. Graped.
Okay.
Okay. Take the G off. Graped.
Okay.
By Ooh. Charlie Sheen.
Really?
On set of the movie.
Really?
And Corey Feldman, you can find this out there. Corey Feldman then graphically explains what Corey Haim graphically explained to him. The place, the time, who was there, who wasn't there, all this other stuff. And so I don't know if it's going to be addressed, but I hope it's addressed because it's a pretty serious allegation.
Yeah, that is.
And, you know, I don't know, but that wouldn't look – that doesn't make me think fondly of Charlie Sheen, at least not at that period of time.
No, no, no.
For sure, without a doubt. Speaking of Corey Feldman, one last thing we'll talk about before
– You do love you some Corey Feldman.
I do love me some Corey Feldman. He's like the world's biggest goofball.
Is he still out there playing to the crowd?
Oh, he's so fucking – popular, but not for the reasons he wants to be. But I don't know if it matters anymore.
No.
Like, if we had 10,000 people that wanted to show up to Fox Theater just to laugh at us because we were silly and stupid and terrible, I think at some point it would hurt. And then at some point it would just be like, okay.
Just go with it.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Fuck. People are paying to go to the Fox Theater and laugh at us. Let them pay to laugh at us, and we'll all be in on the joke together, and we'll play yeah. the, we'll play it up, we'll ham it up for whatever it is they want. But Corey Feldman is out there not only creating music that's terrible and laughable, in my opinion, and then people go to watch the terribly laughable music that he puts out there. But Corey Feldman is now going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
No way.
He was announced as one of the people that's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
So Corey is seeing a little bit of a resurgence in popularity mm-hmm. here. And, you know, can't fault the guy for winning, can you? I mean, at the end of the day.
No, not at all. I might tune in for that.
I think I have to.
Yeah,
I
mean, I have to. You have to.
Yeah. I love watching Corey. I just, anytime a Corey
there is
Feldman.
Something about him.
Anytime you know? A Corey Feldman. There is something about him.
Mm-hmm. And it's very nostalgic for us, too.
Well, I was never a lot of kids my age, I think, were like the two Coreys were the coolest, you know,
yeah,
Haim and Feldman.
I was
not. It was not my thing. Lost Boys was cool.
Lost Boys was good.
But I was a Kiefer Sutherland guy.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
in it for Kiefer mm-hmm. Sutherland, right? I thought he was the baddest
I
ass
liked
on
him
the planet.
Too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. all the fangs and the red
oh,
eyes.
Oh, yeah, I used to have the magazines and stuff, like Bop and whatever.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she had a Bop.
I would get those, and they would have all the, you know, the splashy pages with, you know, the latest actors of the time.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm, Chrissy,
they'd have, like, a centerfold thing you could pull it out and put it on your wall.
I can see little Chrissy just... on her bed, like this.
Yeah,
no phone,
in.
No iPad.
Right, you didn't have it.
No DirecTV, just...
checking just, in with yeah, your favorite stars.
Imagining
your
what...
Your favorite her, teen stars.
Imagining what her and Corey would do on a day at the mall. We go to Spencer's and get our ears pierced. And
yeah, I don't, it's weird because I don't remember having, like, too much of, you know, like, oh, my God, I'm so in love with them. But it was very interesting to me. Like, what are they up to? What do they do? They're cool.
Yeah, but listen, they were living a dream mm-hmm. that I was not living. I think I appreciated them for that, is that they were, you know, they were older than me at the time.
Yeah,
but they,
me too.
But maybe I could be there someday. Maybe I
yeah,
could
exactly.
be living.
Maybe I could be in that world.
Yeah, I could be a Brad Packer.
Right.
Right? And the Brad Packers were way older than me. But, you know, that Rob Lowe and Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
And all those kids. So, anyway. All right. Well, listen, to address the elephant in the room, yesterday we put out an episode where Gary Vee and I had an opportunity to commiserate over the events of the day. You can go listen to it. I'm not going to rehash all of that. We're going to take a – I think it's – we're just going to leave it yeah. alone at this point. But to address another thing, Chrissy wasn't here because of a scheduling conflict. And that – so that's why you do not yeah. hear Chrissy in that episode. There's been a few people who
Sorry,
texted in.
I couldn't make it.
It's okay. I think we had a good conversation with
– You did. You did a good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And a lot of people texted in and shared that they felt better after the episode, or it was good that I put it out. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And then a few people were concerned that you weren't there. And let me repeat again. It was a scheduling conflict. Scheduling conflict.
Sheshul.
It had nothing, like, we didn't fire Chrissy or anything.
It's
like
actually
that.
A funny story behind it, but.
Yeah, but we're not
we'll
going to. Yeah, we'll leave it. We'll leave it at that. I don't want to embarrass anybody. Wasn't our fault this time, actually.
Yeah.
Wasn't our fault. We just rolled with the punches.
Yes, you did.
Okay, let's take a break from everything today. Let me do a Mountain Monsters.
Yes.
Let's do a Mountain
yes.
Monsters.
Yes, we need some Mountain Monsters in our life right now.
Let's have a giggle. I'll take a break. I'll load one up. And when we get back, a Mountain Monsters.
Hey, it's Rachel, your new voice of God here on TCB. And just like you, I'm wondering just how much longer this podcast can continue. Let's all rejoice that another episode has made it to your ears, and I'll rejoice that my check is in the mail. Speaking of mail, get your free TCB sticker in the mail by going to tcbpodcast.com and visiting the Contact Us page. You can also find the entire commercial break library, audio and video, just in case you want to look at Chrissy, at tcbpodcast.com. Want your voice to be on an episode of the show? Leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Tell us how much you love us, and we'll be sure to let the world know on a future episode. Or you could make fun of us. That'd be fine, too. We might not air that, but maybe. Oh, and if you're shy, that's okay. Just send a text. We'll respond. Now I'm going to go check the mailbox for payment while you check out our sponsors, and then we'll return to this episode of the commercial break.
Okay, we're back trying to put a little light in your life, and Chrissy and I have some mountain monsters we'd like to share with you.
I was thinking about it, and I was like, we need some mountain monsters, don't we?
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. We need to lighten the mood a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dark time, so let's go into the dark with a mountain monster.
With our infrared lights.
Yeah, with our infrared.
Our night goggles.
Let's get the night vision out. Oh, by the way, this is Huck and Chuck and Fuck Get Kidnapped.
Get
or something
Kidnapped.
Like that. Yeah, this should be a good one.
Wood County. Where are they? Wood County.
Wood County. Wood County, Virginia.
Virginia.
Let me turn that.
Oh, my God. Look at it. He's got a mask on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, are these the kidnappers?
Yes. Ooh,
why
scary.
Are they filming them? Oh.
That road team pushed all three of our guys in the back of that van. Me and Wild Bill's going to haul ass across this field.
Me and Wild Bill going to haul ass off this field. They let me out temporarily to do this video, and then I have to get back to kidnapped. I'm screaming loudly in the hopes that someone comes to save us.
And try to catch up with them. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. We got all these guns, but let's not use them. If you don't use the guns in the case of kidnapping, when are you going to use the guns?
That's the time.
Yeah, they're right there. Shoot them.
There's chasing a van on foot. And this guy says, damn, don't you feel alive?
I do. Oh, and by the way, two 83-year-old men who've been down at the Whacking Tree chasing after a brand new Ford Focus van.
Yeah.
It's not going to do it.
That's what I was saying. Why are they on foot?
Well, because, you know, where's their 4x,
yeah,
whatever they call it?
They always have that thing.
Come on. The Monster Mobile.
What?
Where are we going?
We're going to go for a little ride. Because
they kidnapped him with their mics on.
That's right. We put microphones on the kidnappers.
We have somebody that wants to talk to you guys.
We have somebody that wants to talk to you guys. His name is Mr. Big.
Let's go, come on. Let's go. Him brother willing to beat Pete over and getting bucks.
What?
I didn't understand anything he said.
It's so good.
Truck and follower.
Expert tracker.
We're the only backup the team's got.
We gotta catch up with him, Bill.
Now they're in a vehicle.
Back, back. Why does he always sound like he's got more air in his mouth than he's...
I see him now.
Stay back.
I don't want to get too close.
Turn on...
Don't get too close. Why not?
Turn on 107.6.
Stay back.
They got a marathon.
Brakes.
Stay back. You have your headlights on,
and
you
guns.
Dipshit. You're the only ones in the middle of this field. But stay back.
Only stopping for
every fucking moves.
Now you can have your camera back.
Now you can have your camera back so you can take evidence to the police. I've got news for you. The man I'm taking you to see is the sheriff of these here woods. Sheriff Nottingham.
If you don't know where the hell you're at, you can film all you want now, big boy. Say cheese.
Filming.
The van stops, a guy gets out and comes back and gives us our camera.
I'm filming.
But they've got hoods on.
Yeah. And Buck's got a lot of shit on his shirt.
God, he looks like he has a bra on.
He does. Buck needs to get that to the dry cleaners immediately. That is the dirtiest shirt I've ever seen on a person.
Yeah, it's bad.
We must be so far
they
out.
They just got roughed that up.
Yeah, by the way, they have like corn sack hoods on them. Like the scarecrow.
Yes.
Matter if we start recording, because no one's going to recognize where we're at anyway.
Because no one's going to take this for evidence when we give it to the FBI. I don't know, but I don't remember seeing in the news that these guys got kidnapped.
No, it didn't make the news. Yeah.
And by the way, why are you talking outside of the van if you're kidnapped inside of the van?
This has really gone off the rails.
It's a bit incongruent, but let me not point out the obvious. Let's roll with the imaginary. Let's roll with the imaginary here, Chrissy.
All right, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. You got a Bud Light?
Be talking to a minimum.
You guys have no idea what you've got yourselves into.
These guys should have left.
You have no idea what you've gotten yourself into.
Well, did they
these
get
guys
themselves?
Chase mythological... tiger camels for a living. They absolutely have an idea of what they're getting themselves into.
He's making a left, right, DC.
Here we go, guys. What are they stopping for?
Just on up a little bit to see what's going on.
Yeah, let's just stay way far behind so as not to rescue them on accident.
Stay calm. Stay calm.
We're home.
We're home.
You guys just ease right on up.
You guys ease right on out of there. Huck has never eased right out of anywhere. Poor boy. He is huge.
He really is. All right.
Back up, camera. Back up.
Back up, camera.
Yeah, back up, camera. Why are you just letting the cameraman walk around? What is going? What kind of kidnapping is this?
Here.
Well,
I hope
only
we
the
meet
kind that can happen in Wood County, Virginia.
Wood County, Virginia.
Guys, right now getting led into this old creepy building. We have no idea what these guys want or what the hell they're capable of.
Cameraman.
I love that he's narrating his own kidnapping.
Yeah, seriously. They are. There's nothing. There's no... These are the worst kidnappers in the history of kidnapping.
You get right on in there.
We gotta get to them guys.
Get in the car.
Oh, I think we've seen the end of this one. This is looking familiar to me now. I think we do see the end of this one, like a mythological creature saves them from certain destruction.
Oh, really?
Stay him up.
We fill into our camera guy.
You keep your mouth shut. You're worried about what we do.
Chaining them.
Yeah, they're chaining them to the floor. Interesting.
Poor.
But it kind of drops the suspense level a little bit when you know that they're already been released.
Yeah.
So when they do these cutaway videos, when they're talking to the camera solo, I already know that they've been released.
Right.
And that kind of drops the scare factor. Yeah. I'm not really all that worried for them because they look fine in the cutaway videos.
That cabin should be right up here.
Me and Brother Willie, we're recon around this cabin. We're going to get up there and put an eyeball on it. See what the hell is going on with our team.
I'm
going
to run in circles around the cabin.
That guy, the way that guy talks is so funny.
I'm going to run around in circles around the cabin with my pants down. And then Willie's going to go in there and stick his pink pony right in the hole. We're going to see if we can jizz him out of there. It's a good old-fashioned jizzing.
Remember.
Sit down. I said sit down.
Go easy, guys.
I mean, you already done kidnapped us. You got to push us around, too.
Yeah, come on, big boy. We walk into this cabin. It's pitch dark.
Yeah, come on, big boy. Give it to me.
They slam us down into these chairs. I can only imagine.
Did that guy pee his pants? Did I see pee in his pants?
Maybe.
I think he did. Let's see. Yeah, there's the tail of the tape. Oh, a little pee pee poo poo.
Or is that the shadow from the camera?
Well, I'd like to imagine it's pee pee. He peed his pants.
I can only imagine what's going to happen next.
I'm getting really excited about what's happening next.
Everybody all right?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
I guess we can turn the thermals off now.
Yeah, there's a bright,
that's a big, huge bright light just turned
like
on.
Like a floodlight.
Yeah, but we're still in black and white thermal mode.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh, there
the
we go.
The light kicks on right in our face. You can see a mirror on the wall, and you can see a speaker and a camera.
Wow, someone really thought this out very well.
Yeah.
They thought the kidnapping of the mountain monsters out to a T. They built a cabin in the woods with a two-way mirror and a camera and a light.
I've never seen a place like this, but it looks like an interrogation room.
Why are we here?
You'll find out soon enough.
Meanwhile, frickin' Fracker outside. They don't know what to do except to talk to the camera. You guys gotta go in. Use your guns.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't you fellas just sit back and enjoy the show?
Sit back and enjoy the show?
Yeah, sit back and enjoy the show. I now present to you Ghost Hunters Season 2 on Travel Channel.
What is this place?
This whole situation is weird. We can get up and walk out of here at any time.
Then why don't you?
But if we want answers, we gotta see what's next.
Listen. Walk around. There's somebody in there. Hello?
Hello? You don't happen to have any deli meat back there, do you?
A Mountain Dew?
A Mountain Dew? A submarine sandwich? I'm very scared, and I get scared. I get the bubble guts. I need something to settle my tummy down. And my friend here done pissed himself.
Oh, no, he needs a fresh pair of pants.
Yeah, if you got an extra pair of drawers, I'd appreciate it. I know we could get up and walk out at any time, but we're just curious by nature. We thought we'd stay here and for a certain death and figure out what's going on.
To see the show.
You don't mind if my cameraman walks around and takes some photographs, do you?
Hello? Why are we here?
All right, Buck's getting up.
Yeah, Buck's getting up. He's going for it.
Eyeball to eyeball with the mirror.
Yeah, eyeball to eyeball with himself, right?
Right.
Straight to the two-way mirror where he can't see through.
Hello?
Grandma, is that you?
I told you boys not to be running around in the woods.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Sit down.
Sit down.
You're like out of a haunted house.
I've ordered Domino's, and we're all going to watch The Seven Little Johnstons together. It gets lonely out here. What tomfoolery is going on here? All right, let's take a break.
Oh my God, this is great.
We'll get back to the kidnapping here very shortly. We'll be back.
Let me do something Brian has never done. Be brief. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Text or call us 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all the audio, video, and your free sticker. Then watch all the videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And finally, share the show. It's the best gift you could give a few aging podcasters. See, Brian? That really wasn't that difficult, now was it? You're welcome.
Okay, and we're back with Huck and Chuck and fucking the boys, and they are currently kidnapped, kidnapped. Yeah, their hands are tied behind their backs unless they're not tied behind their backs. They're tied in the front of their backs, and they're chained to the floor unless they're not chained to the floor.
Yeah, then the other guy, his hands are out in front, but Buck's are in back. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, and did he pee himself? Is that just a color of the jeans?
The color of the jeans.
Okay. Well, that blows my... imaginary joke out of the water.
I'm sitting. Damn, I'm sitting. As soon as that skeleton appeared in my face and said, sit down.
I knew you could buy it at Home Depot for $24.99 every Halloween season.
It does look like it's straight out of like the cheap mask.
Those Halloween stores that pop up.
Yes.
Spirit of Halloween.
Uh-huh.
I sat down. There's not a whole lot of things that scare me, but that did.
That's why I'm not allowed at Costco between September 4th and November 3rd.
Oh, yeah. You're the guy that killed the Stonus Giant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Wrong.
You're the guy that killed
the Stonus Giant.
That was pretty specific.
That was really specific. He knew exactly.
And then the guy goes, no. Yeah. Try again.
You're the guy who killed John T. McGillicuddy, born 1933, Chicago, Illinois. No. Would you like to try again? I like this game.
We're going to play until you get it right.
Oh, my God.
What do you want with us?
I want to make a deal.
A deal?
What? Yes. I have some Topps baseball cards from 1984 that I can't sell on the open market because they've been slightly dented. You buy them, and I will let your family live. I need a receipt and a bill of sale.
I tell you what right now, old boy. There's no way in hell we're going to help you kill another damn Bigfoot.
How do you know I'm old? I never said I was after a Bigfoot.
What are you after?
I want you to go back to Lee County, Virginia. Back to the dark forest. And I want you to
pick up all the trash that you left there.
To capture the woman of the woods.
Oh, the
good old woman of the woods. We've heard about the woman of the woods.
Yeah, was that the one where, what's his name, fell into the ice cold
water. And he couldn't get out. He was shaking and there was an image of a small girl running around the woods. Yep, that's it.
The woman of the woods. Woman of the woods is someone we don't want to mess with. This team's already had one heck of an encounter with her. When we were in Lee County, she touched Huckleberry and Jeff.
She tried to whack them both off. But they weren't into it. Got scared.
And marked them for death. Jeff ended up...
It just flashed to the previous time. time, I guess they saw the woman in the woods. And one of them.
He's just like an Indian with more paint on his face.
He's got like a Benetton shirt on.
And like a headpiece.
He's got a headband with a long feather. He's screaming into the void.
This looks like my weekend.
The cacao ceremony.
It really does, yeah. The cacao mushroom ceremony. I think a few people were doing the same thing.
Chris ended up facing off with her. His hut collapsed down on him and walked off with her.
And now we haven't seen him since.
When we found him, he's bleeding. He was covered in blood.
Yep, that's as realistic looking blood as I've seen in a long time.
He threw this team for a loop, and she affected Jeff's mind, maybe for life. All right.
Maybe for life.
They're so dramatic.
We help you get this woman of the woods.
They really are. They're really overdramatic. By the way, why is there a stereo in the background? Are they going to play some music later?
How's this benefit us?
Let me make a deal with you since my hands are tied behind my back. What do we get out of it?
I have something you want.
What's that?
Deep dish pizza from Chicago.
If you capture the woman of the woods, in exchange, I'll bring you those who killed the Stonish Giant.
Stonish Giant.
Oh, they want to get their hands on the Stonish Giant killer. For what reason? I don't know. I don't watch the show. What are you asking me about?
You didn't kill him?
No.
But you know who did?
And I know where the body's at.
He says he can deliver who killed the Stonish Giant and let us know where the body is. If he can make
and good... We really want
to... Something in my gut is telling me to believe him.
Yeah, something... I don't know.
Trustworthy about
but
him.
The skeleton mask behind the two-way mirrors seems trustworthy. So I'm deciding... In order for them to release me from my kidnapping, I will agree to such a deal.
The other guy who's just sitting, Jeff, I think is his name, he's just sitting there with his hands in front of him, just sitting in the
chair. Because he's like, holy shit, I got to go to the woman of the woods again? Last time I ended up with my pasty white legs all full of blood.
Deal? That's something we're really going to have to consider.
Go to the dark forest, and you'll find what you're looking for.
Right down through there.
All right, swarm!
Yeah,
we got the other two outs.
Now the other two guys have decided they're going to move in.
How do we know you'll keep good on your deal?
You can have my car keys.
I've never lied to you.
He said I've never lied to you.
Lied to you, and I never will.
Well, you kind of did. Because you told us she's going to contact us. We sat around by the phone for months.
Give him hell.
Give him hell. I sat there waiting for you to call for months.
We sat around the phone for months.
You told me you were going to pick me up, take me out somewhere nice. It's all lies. I wash dishes, I clean the house, I take care of the chitlins, and all you do is lie, lie, lie. I'm done with you, Stonish Giant Killer.
Fuck. You speak with such certainty. There are secrets you have yet to learn.
Oh, Jedi Master.
Yes.
You have secrets left to learn.
Secrets you have not learned yet, I do. You must kill Stonish Giant, and then I will tell you I will.
I don't know what that means. So far, it seems like one big riddle after the next.
I don't know what that means, but it does not coordinate with the storyboarding we did for season 3.
Right now, we're playing by his rules, and I'm about tired of it.
Everything you need is in front of you.
A stereo, a light, a two-way mirror.
A candlestick.
A candlestick, a matchstick, and a widowmaker.
Where'd you go?
I can't do this voice forever. It hurts my throat. I gotta get some tea.
I don't know who in hell this guy is, but he claims that everything we need to catch this woman of the woods is right in front of us.
It's
Seat moving in that left window again?
Yeah, the mirror. It's you guys. That's what you need, you dumb shit. It's not that hard of a riddle to figure out.
Yeah, I see somebody moving around a bunch.
Jeff, I had you zip-tied in front for a reason. I know you don't have no shoulder problems.
I know you don't have no shoulder problems.
Oh, he was zip-tied. I didn't see that. I thought he was just sitting there.
But I'm figuring to give you one. If you could do me a favor and wrap your short arms around my body, we could stay together for warmth. Oh, we can just walk right out of here? Can you just hug me anyway?
They patted Huck down. They missed a knife in the right top part of his boot.
We're getting antsy. It's about time to get out of here.
We're getting antsy. I got to do a number two. And Jeff's done pissed himself again.
Get me out of these thugs.
Just get the hell out of here.
Get that one off.
The camera.
Yeah, the little red camera, the Nest recording. Camera, recording everything they do.
The answer's right in front of our face. I'm tired of these games. The answer's right in front of our face. I want to see yours.
Oh!
Oh, he's throwing the chair through the window. Don't get violent. Oh, shit, now's the time to run. Now the guys outside decide to move.
Yeah.
They've been in there for an hour and a half, talking to the Stonish Giant Killer.
Hell, Wooly, come on, get away.
Okay.
What?
Bugs
what
pissed.
In the hell?
What in the hell?
Oh, my God. Holy shit. It's a hog's head. What the...
It's a hog's head.
Hell, Buck throws that chair through that mirror. All of a sudden, right there behind it, there's a damn hog's head on a stake. Blood coming out of its nose, its ears, its eyes. What the hell does that mean?
The signature leave behind.
Yeah, that's what the Stonish Giant Killer leaves. That's his calling card. Pig's head. Yeah. It's also the symbol for a lot of barbecue places in town. So, you know, could be one of the barbecue place owners. I don't know. I'm just saying. Now I'll shoot you. Shoot me. Shoot you.
Yeah, those guys showed up. Yeah. And no,
look, they're pointing the guns at the guys they know. It's so stupid.
Look in here. Check it out.
What the hell
do you mean?
What the hell? What the hell?
A hog head?
I love pig's ears. Let's get them. Let's pickle those
that
bad boys and have
huge
some dinner.
Ears.
It really does. Poor thing. It's got bat ears.
It does.
Someone in the prop department went wrong on this one.
Dang.
That's not how a pig's ears look.
What's that all about?
I don't know. We got to figure out how we're going to get Zach unchained.
I'm getting chained up like an elephant.
Are you freaking serious?
Like an elephant.
What?
He's laying right here.
Ernest Thomas, man, look at that.
How'd you not see that, dude?
You're such a dumbass. I hate you. I've hated you since you joined the crew.
Who was chained? The cameraman?
The cameraman was chained. That's how it all went down.
You go, brother. Let's get out here and look and see if we can see anybody.
Yeah, let's do that.
I mean, meanwhile, he's asking the cameraman how he missed the key. But
yeah.
The cameraman always misses. The
cameraman
Jimmy.
Hasn't missed. The cameraman is known to miss. That's what he does. He didn't get the woman of the woods. He didn't get the Bigfoot. He didn't get the, you know, lion manes tiger.
Anything.
Yeah, the wolfish. He didn't get the Stonish giant. He didn't get any of it.
What?
Anybody in here?
Holy shit.
I'm telling you guys, there was someone in here. He was standing right there talking to us.
We never seen nobody leave. Guys, they're gone. There's nothing else we can do.
Guys, there's nothing else we can do. Let's not call the authorities. Let's not get the FBI involved, local sheriff, the community helper, or anything like that.
No.
Because there's nothing we can do.
Yeah, it's
absolutely
in the past.
Nothing.
Wow.
Ah, jeez. What an exciting episode.
It really was.
Mountain Monsters.
Adrenaline.
That's only 9 minutes of the 48-minute episode. What bullshit did they fill the rest with? I mean, honestly. Oh, wow. All right.
They never disappoint.
They do never disappoint. Mm-hmm. It gave me a laugh for the first time in 24 hours, so that I appreciate. Good for you, Mountain Monsters. Good for you. All right. Well, listen, it's good to have you back.
Yes. Good to be back.
You know, if you care to, you can go listen to yesterday's episode. That's me and Gary V having a little chat about the day's events. And, yeah, listen, we got to rev down a little bit. We've been saying it for a long time, but now this might be a moment where we all can find some clarity and rev down just a little bit. Yeah. It's too hot in the kitchen. It's way too hot in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And violence only begets violence. And we know this for a fact. So let's everybody take a deep breath and agree to disagree on some things. But maybe like Gary and I did, we just have some calm, rational conversation and work it through. Now, I don't have a lot of faith that that's going to happen everywhere around the world, but it'll happen right here on the commercial break.
Yeah, we got to start. We have to be the change.
We do. Be the change you want to see in others. As Ram Dass once said.
Oh, Ram.
Anyway, I do want to thank Gary for coming on. He selflessly said, I don't want to promote anything on this episode. So go check out Gary V's social media. He's got a marketing company if you need help.
He's an interesting guy.
Very interesting. He started like one of the first wine clubs, you know, he's done it all. He's been very successful. He's into NFTs and cryptocurrency in a way that I think is meaningful. Check him out. Do a little research on Gary Vee if you don't know who he is. But I have a suspicion you know who he is. He's pretty famous. And yeah, and then we'll be back next week. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next week with Salva Kano. Check out that, Chrissy. What do you
That's
think about
right.
those?
I'm excited.
Think about them apples. 212-433-3TCB. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. And at The Commercial Break on Instagram. You can also go to the website, TCBpodcast.com. Okay, I guess that's all I can do for now.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.